beyond the past, penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad calculuses. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddhist truth one with myself.
Amishta Buddha, Amishta Dharma, Amishta Sangha. It seems particularly appropriate at this time that we're doing the Memorial Day ceremony today, because we're right in a time of warfare. There's a lot of warfare. I want to ask the question this morning, just with from a kind of naive point of view, how could it possibly be that one of the laws of the universe is that without fail, evil is vanquished and good prevails? When you consider the scale of destruction that people wreak on one another, it's said that in World War II alone, between 50 and maybe 70 million people, certainly at least 50 million people died as a result of that war. That kind of thing is incomprehensible, really. We think about how much we value our own lives and the lives of the people we love and the animals that we love. And you contrast that with just the scale of mass destruction that happens sometimes. How can it be that without fail, evil is vanquished and good prevails? I want to use an analogy that I've used a lot. To say something about this. We talk about greed, hatred, and delusion. Greed, hatred, and delusion being the raw material of more enlightened states. Greed is the raw material of generosity and compassion. Hatred is the raw material of love. Pride, delusion, the raw material of humility and wisdom. So it's as if in our training, when we're working on greed, hatred, and delusion, it's as if we're refining pure gold out of a whole bunch of raw material in which it's hard to see any gold. There are gold mines where people never really see much in the way of actual gold. It's in tiny little bits that are held in a matrix of a whole lot of other stuff. And they have to go through tons and tons of ore just to get an ounce of refined gold. So that's my little analogy. You need to have a lot of the raw material of suffering to refine out the pure product, which is enlightenment. And this is something that is not just a theory. We can prove it for ourselves, prove it true for ourselves. How do we prove it true for ourselves? The most complete way in which we prove it true for ourselves is when we've experienced some of the reliving of memories from past lives in which people, other beings as well, did some terrible things and had some terrible things done to them. And there's a whole string of these, a whole slew of them in the past of each of us. And yet in one short lifetime, it is possible for all of that ignorance, all of that craving, all of that hatred to be refined down into enlightenment. The Buddha proved this true, and each of us can prove it true for ourselves. It's not just a theory. This is not just painting a happy face on the world around us, which is so full of suffering. There's no way to paint a happy face on all that misery. It's heartbreaking. It's always going to be heartbreaking. And at the same time, and the word here is and, not or. Your masters say, get your conjunctions right. This is an and, not an or. And all of that stuff is the raw material of enlightenment. The eternal calls to all beings and longs to rescue all beings, and all beings are one day rescued. All beings are one day saved. Time doesn't mean anything to the eternal. We can make wise use of this lifetime, the opportunities in this lifetime. I mean the spiritual opportunities. We can make wise use of them, or we can ignore them entirely and make a mess of our lives. That's nothing to the eternal. In either case, it's nothing to the eternal. And at the same time, the eternal is always quietly beckoning us towards itself, towards reharmonization with itself, towards a return to our own inner refuge. And when we do that, the lives and suffering of all those in our stream of karma are saved and rescued. When I was a new monk, a young, very young man, sometimes our master would talk about the great grief, the great grief. I always think of the two G's in capital letters, the great grief. When we contemplate the scale of suffering, you know, there is a great grief about that, and no getting around it. But that's not where the story ends. That's where the story begins spiritually. That's not an ending, that's a beginning. Out of that, one can refine a great joy. As the Rim Master told me, love beyond our wildest dreams.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great